Wimbledon 2026? Everyone good is hurt, sulking, or 19. My own nervous breakdown is still the more predictable event this month. Because Wimbledon is starting, and forecasting the 2026 men's champion is currently about as scientific as forecasting the price of crude oil. First, a word about my deteriorating mental health. As I write this, the New York Knicks lead the NBA Finals 3-1. They need one win. One for their first title since the Nixon administration, back when men wore shorts the size of cocktail napkins and felt nothing about it. So naturally, I have begun pricing one-way U-Hauls to Youngstown. Because if they blow this, I have a plan. Plan A is to dissolve myself entirely in a homebrewed slurry of GLP-1S and gin until I weigh nothing, want nothing, and feel nothing from the ribs down. Plan B, which is darker, is to vanish into the backcountry of rural Ohio, reinvent myself in a half-condemned mill town as a man named Gary who fixes lawnmowers, and die having never again seen a television. I want to be clear, my team is winning. Being a fan is not a hobby. It is a diagnosis. And here's the humbling part. My own nervous breakdown is still the more predictable event this month. Because Wimbledon is also starting, and forecasting the 2026 men's champion is currently about as scientific as forecasting the price of crude oil, which lately has had the EKG of a man being repeatedly goosed. The betting markets are in therapy. Men's tennis is normally the most predictable spectacle on earth. You write, Alcaraz or Sinner. You go make a sandwich, and by the time you're back, one of them is kissing a trophy. They've split the last 9 majors like 2 only children carving up the final cookie. This year the cookie is on the floor, and the dog got it. Both men found inventive new ways to not be anywhere near the conversation, and the French Open trophy ended up in the hands of 2 gentlemen your aunt could not pick out of a lineup. Allow me to narrate the wreckage. Carlos Alcaraz and his award-winning remote control arm. Carlos Alcaraz is 23, owns 7 majors, and in January completed the career Grand Slam in Australia by beating Novak Djokovic, the tennis equivalent of beating the final boss while your friends are still reading the instructions. Then, in April, in Barcelona, his right wrist filed for divorce and took the house. He hasn't played since. He pulled out of the French Open, then he pulled out of Wimbledon, which means the most gifted human in the sport will be experiencing the entire grass season as content. By his own account, he is home, watching the results, a sentence so sad it should come with a hotline, which confirms that the most lethal wrist in tennis is now certified for exactly one task, changing the channel. And here's the thing nobody will say. Somewhere inside Carlos, a sweetheart, a credit to the game, a tiny pilot light of joy ignites every time he watches his arch-rival Jannik Sinner also eat it. This is not pettiness. This is love of the sport. The wrist specialists, meanwhile, have started murmuring the name Juan Martín del Potro, a former champion whose wrist eventually took his career apart like a toddler with a screwdriver and a smoke detector. Sleep tight. Jannik Sinner. Carved from marble. Wired like a dollar store phone charger. With Alcaraz on the couch. Jannik Sinner, world number 1. 6 straight Masters titles. A 30-match winning streak, was the overwhelming, lock of the century, house always wins favorite in Paris. The French was the one major he'd never won. The draw opened in front of him like the Red Sea. The job was, appear and remain upright. He lost in the second round, to a man ranked 56th. After leading, after literally serving for the match in the third set, what happened over the last 2 sets, which he donated by the cheerful scores of 6-1, 6-1, is a matter for forensic investigators. Sinner is a glorious athlete who appears constitutionally unable to remain one past the 3-set mark, at which point his body begins faxing its resignation. The cramps. The hip. The medical timeout, summoned with sniper-like timing, during which a trainer materializes to administer what looks like a full Swedish massage on a courtside cot, while the broadcast booth describes the scene in the hushed, devastated tones of men reporting live from a flood. We will, as gentlemen, decline to revisit the 3-month doping ban, except to note that it happened, that the official explanation involved a cream, a spray, and a haunted massage table, and that trace amounts remains one of the hardest work. If Sinner can survive three sets at Wimbledon, he wins Wimbledon. The whole tournament hinges on the fourth, Novak Djokovic, or the legend is doing great, the man less so, and Djokovic. 24 majors. The most decorated racket swinger in history. Here's the cruelty of 2026. The idea of Novak Djokovic is still undefeated. The actual Novak Djokovic lost in the third round of the French Open to a 19-year-old named João Fonseca, a charming Brazilian who possesses, at minimum, a skincare regimen and a robust TikTok following. Djokovic is now ranked 7th, a number so far beneath him he probably needs cheaters to read it. He remains dangerous the way an aging gunslinger is dangerous, chiefly to people who weren't there and only heard the legend. Arina Sabalenka versus the tennis ball, a blood feud. The women's number one is Arina Sabalenka, who hits a tennis ball as if it owes her money, insulted her mother, and keyed her car on the way out. When it's on, it's the best show in sports. When it's off, it's a person trying to kill one fast wasp in a small bathroom with a cast iron skillet, over-caffeinated, having just read every single reply to her last post. I honestly thought she'd outgrown the chapter where, somewhere in the second hour, the wheels detach and roll off toward four separate exits. She has not. Last year she stood a single set from the French Open title, and then served up, her words, the worst tennis of her recent life. This year she didn't get that far, going out in the quarterfinals to the 25th seed while, one assumes, the ball hid behind the net post and prayed. Iga Swiatek is on a healing journey, and so, apparently, are we all. Then there's Iga Swiatek, who spent the past year on a noble pilgrimage toward inner peace, an effort that has gone roughly as well as most pilgrimages. After a first-round loss in Miami, she fired her coach and confessed that tennis feels complicated in my head, a sensation I personally reserve for parallel parking and tax season. She then hired Francisco Roig, Rafael Nadal's coach of 17 years, flew to Nadal's academy in Mallorca, and trained with the literal king of clay standing courtside radiating calm. The working theory being that if you bottle enough Rafa, you can muffle the thunderclap of self-doubt that detonates inside her skull, roughly four unforced errors into any given afternoon. She then lost in the fourth round of the French Open, on clay, her holy ground, by spontaneously combusting in the second set, right? It was her earliest Paris exit since 2019. Chris Evert called it back to the drawing board, which is tennis for we don't bring it up at dinner. Meanwhile, a Polish Cinderella strolled past her with a smile. And here is a twist no screenwriter would dare pitch. While Iga was journaling about her feelings, her countrywoman Maja Chwalinska, a fellow Pole who began the tournament down in qualifying, the tennis equivalent of the airport economy parking lot, strolled through the entire draw and into the French Open final. On her debut, as a qualifier, only the second qualifier in the modern era to do it. She lost the final to a 19-year-old, Mira Andreeva, the youngest French Open champion since 1992, because it's 2026 and the teenagers have gone fully feral and can smell blood. But a star detonated in the wreckage. The WTA has a glittering new darling, and she arrived magnificently, straight from the parking lot, dragging her own suitcase. So who wins Wimbledon? My ironclad, legally non-binding forecast. Let's survey the grass. The best player alive is home with a busted wrist and a remote. The second best misplaces his legs and his will somewhere in set four. The greatest of all time is losing to children with skincare routines. The women's number one is in open warfare with the ball. The former queen is in talk therapy, and the last two major finals were won by a 29-year-old German who'd choked three finals in a row before finally weeping into the clay. And contested by Italians your barber would need name tags for. So my prediction for Wimbledon 2026 is this. Somebody will win it. It might be Sinner, provided the match wraps before his hamstrings file for collective bargaining. It might be Zverev, freshly uncursed and briefly terrifying. It might be a 19-year-old we have not yet been ordered to revere, who will be the unstoppable future of tennis, right up until the instant his wrist also detonates. The only result I can guarantee is the New York Knicks, which I refuse to say out loud because I am superstitious, and because somewhere, a U-Haul idles in the dark, and Gary the Lawnmower Repairman waits patiently as my next and final act. See you on the courts. Bring sunscreen and impossibly low expectations.